This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, August 10th. Well, we had some pressure yesterday in lives and feeders, mostly feeders on a corn market that started out pretty strong. Corn really couldn't hang on to those gains, but it didn't help. It didn't offer much support to the feeders when the corn started backing away from its gains. So feeders have left a little bit of a spike high with a close that is uncovered, if you will. And I would think that the market's probably going to catch here. You know, we're still on a pretty strong upward trajectory. My guess for feeders is that they will take another run at the close from Monday. And I think that that might be probably some kind of a topping formation there. I think, you know, the corn market, I think, has found its bottom. I don't see us moving sharply higher unless you get a pretty bullish report on Friday, the supply-demand report, which you could. I mean, yields are declining, and private estimates are in the low 170s as far as national average yield. So that could be a bullish development, and I think that would spell trouble for feeders. The other thing with feeders is we got pretty close to those highs from last late winter, and that's going to be kind of formidable resistance. So the close that was left uncovered on Monday, I think, will be our target. I think the market will have enough upward momentum in this intermediate term to take one more run at the highs from Monday, but that you at least want to get to where Monday closed. So that would be the technical target for feeder cattle, and then we'll see what happens. If you fail from there, if the market gets to that level and then reverses back down, that will be a pretty good sell signal. In the cash trade, not much going on so far in the Fed trade. The box beef values were weaker yesterday. Choice was down 151 at 265. Select was down 116 at 238. So the spread lost 35 cents. We're sitting at 2703. Movement 154 loads. That's the biggest movement we've seen in weeks. So it's been pretty sluggish as far as the volume goes, but we're finally seeing an uptick there. But it does come on discounted prices. Slaughter rate so far this week at 245,000 head, down 3,000 from last week, but still up 14,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index bumped up $1.09. We're sitting at 176.40. So, you know, despite major placements and herd liquidation going on in the southern and central plains, the feeder cattle index holds together impressively well. And that just speaks to the fear that there's just not enough calves to go around to fill pens. So we'll see. A lot of these pens are being filled through the herd liquidation, but they're more concerned about, you know, you're always moving cattle out into the slaughter pipeline. You want to be refilling those pens, and the replacement animals are just not going to be there, certainly not to the numbers that we typically see in the fall. Number one, just the smaller herd size makes your calf crop smaller. Number two, you've got a lot of these calves that would have been placed in the fall are already going into the feedlot. So we'll see how this all plays out. But again, I think that the feeder cattle futures are up against some pretty strong resistance, but the close that was left on Monday most likely will be covered before we turn into a more extended sell-off as we get into late summer and into the fall. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.